Why are you looking up the lyrics to Hips Don't Lie? Are you planning a cover?
Cameo.
Cameoous interruptus.
Do you know what that's a reference to?
Oh, what is it?
Do you know what?
Something about not getting off?
Something about not getting pregnant. It's a form of birth control.
Oh. Are you sure? You're right. Yeah. I mean, you're right.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm internet famous.
I'm his wife, Catherine Green. The end.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to Delete This! Hey, baby. How are you?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, you never ask me.
It's true.
How I'm doing.
I feel bad about it. I don't know why that was part of the thing. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
I know I'm leaving you.
I'm not happy about it.
I have to go to Australia, and Catherine and Oren are staying home.
I'm really not happy about it.
I know.
I'm glad I'm not going to Australia, but
But only because it's difficult to travel with a little baby.
Of how...
I'm glad that Oren's not going to Australia. Or if he were, I'm glad that I'm not going to be on an airplane for 16 hours with a 2-year-old, is what I mean to say. I would love for him to be in Australia with me.
Yeah.
I'd love to take him to go see some koalas and some kangaroos, but 18 hours with a 2-year-old is not... I don't know that anyone's ever done that.
Oh, I'm sure they have, but like...
Fools.
Well, you know, necessity, etc.
Right. Necessity is the mother of foolishness.
But I have to not do that.
Yeah, so you're going to stay here.
I have the choice to not do that.
And I'm going to be in Australia seeing lots of cool things and partying.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And
probably bringing back terrible...
Australian diseases.
Viruses.
Yeah, let's hope I don't do that.
Yep, wash your hands, drink a lot of water, don't drink alcohol.
Okay. I'll definitely do those first two things.
Will you?
Wash my hands and drink a lot of water?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little iffy on the hand washing.
Oh, I wash my hands.
All right.
At VidCon.
Okay.
I'm a hand washer. Not only am I protecting myself, I'm protecting all the other people who's... Like, you become a vector at these things.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even have to be sick. I could have shaken hands with a sick person, and then I'm spreading it all over the place.
That's right.
You gotta wash all of the time.
Or you could just not...
touch anyone.
That's right.
That's true. You could do that too. Catherine, do you want to start out with the top tweet of the week as decided this week by me?
Sure. You didn't ask for...
I didn't ask the rest of the world because I felt so passionately about this tweet.
didn't care about anyone else's opinion.
It felt very much like it was... I mean, it got a lot. It's 487,000 likes. So...
Okay.
Have you seen this tweet?
No. No, I don't.
Yeah, Catherine wasn't on Twitter a ton this week.
I just... Well, also, I'm not, like, on Twitter.
A ton ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it just me, or did I just pull off the greatest Twitter scheme of all time? Says Haiti Mart. Read the first word of my tweets to find out. And if you go to Haiti Mart's Twitter...
Read the first word
And you
of
read
my
the
tweet.
First word of her tweets. Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Now, and like these tweets, fantasy football, make a team or stay far, far away? Just told an 11-year-old boy... What's up? Because he tried telling me that some girls will never get married because there are more girls than boys in the world. And like, these are just tweets mm-hmm. that anybody could tweet.
Yeah.
But Catherine, Haiti has been doing this for months
uh-huh.
because this is a long song and the whole thing is here.
They had that idea. They committed to it.
Yes.
And... They
did it.
Killed it.
They did it. There's no one could tell. No one noticed.
No, of course not.
It's perfect. Like Scaramouche 2 times in a row.
Yeah, that one's hard to get away with.
And then like Fandango.
Uh-huh.
Fandango can quit with the promotional emails, GD. Because that's what we're talking about when we're talking about Fandango these days. Catherine, what are we doing with this podcast? What's the goal?
Our stated goal or our unstated goal or our secret goal?
Do we have a secret goal?
I mean, you might not have a secret goal, but I do.
What's your secret goal?
If I tell you, it won't be a secret.
Wow. Okay, you're allowed to have secrets. You know, we're not one of those tell each other everything couples, especially when it comes to secret podcast goals.
What is our goal of this podcast? To set aside a time for us to actually have a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Once a week.
Uh-huh.
To sort of have you put in a mindset of thinking about Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about social media use more robustly.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And fun.
Fun. Yes, that one is also important.
Make money.
We definitely need to be working harder growing the audience, if that's one of the goals.
We're doing it for the lulls.
Doing it for... Definitely the lulls are part of it.
I like the lulls.
Is there a part of it that's also, talk about what is going on in the world, or what went on in the world, or...
What?
Is there, a portion of it that's, let's talk about what's going on right now?
No.
Okay.
Not for me.
Not for you.
No.
Okay. Is there a portion of it that's let's talk about beyond my social media use? Talk about social media use in general? Bigger
sort
picture?
Sort of. But only as it comes up as relevant to the
me.
Way you're using social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that not make sense?
That makes sense. Good. High five.
High five. I thought I saw a pigeon.
She's kind of looking out the window
just for no. It's dark out, so there. Well, it's not super dark, but I would have been surprised if it was a pigeon.
Yeah, they're usually roosted by now.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Probably a child.
Just a light in my glasses.
Or it could have been your eyes failing as we get older.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely that.
Just a shadow.
My bicycle.
It's just the shadow of death floating across the periphery.
The shadow of death.
As we approach middle age.
Passing before my eyes. I think it was just a car.
It was a car, guys. Okay. My first tweet of the week, this is August 20th.
It's a new question. Pigeon or car? Who can tell?
You guys don't know. You're not here. Nick Jenkins came over to watch Infinity War last weekend and said, "Watching Infinity War with Hank and Catherine was a highlight for me. Their reactions were so on brand and wonderful." So apparently we're on brand, Catherine.
I mean, I don't know what our brand is, but I guess I'm glad.
Yeah, you know. It's funny. It's 2018, so you can say that. But it's almost as if people who are comfortable with themselves and who are themselves the same way that they are on the internet and in real life.
Right. That's your brand.
Yeah. Mm. And that's your authenticity, as if you're on brand. But we were pretty... that was a good movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I would love to know what moments he was specifically...
Yeah, I tweeted that us talking about how great Drax is, or me critiquing Thanos's philosophy as policy proposals... Being no, this is not good. This is not a good way to do it. So I see you're trying to solve a problem. This is a bad way.
I can't stop trying to manage a situation.
I need to, let's talk about this, because I feel like if we do the math here, we can figure out that this is not a long-term solution. Also on August 20th, I said, "Well, that was a very respectable face tattoo," is a thought that I just had.
Oh, weird.
I was walking down the street by the VFW, coming out of Biga Pizza. And I was like, that's, if you're going to have a face tattoo.
What was it?
It was sort of upper, by the eye, mm. Like sort of between the eye and the ear. And I feel like that's a space that is I wanted to mention this tweet because it got a fair number of interactions. But some people were like, that's not a very nice thing to say because you don't want to, like come at somebody just because of the choices they've made for their body art. Yes, there was this terrible graphic that was like, here's all you need to know about where to put tattoos. And there are some of it is useful information, like don't put tattoos on your tummy. It says, danger, tattoo here will become humiliating 500% faster than normal. true. You expand in this area. More now, like, you can kind of have tattoos on your lower arms. It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And there were a number of like, so, like, this guy posted this, and then lots of people were like, nope.
Nah.
And, of course, because of the way Twitter works.
Yeah.
This got pushed up in the I'm like, can't we fix this?
Super good Twitter.
If there's a tweet that gets like no likes but a lot of responses, maybe Twitter shouldn't put that one at the top.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't belong in the space of everyone pay attention to me. If we're working for a world with less outrage, maybe don't put the ones that nobody likes but everybody has something to say about at the top.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that person only needed like 4 people telling him that he was wrong rather than 12.
Yeah, that probably
everybody feeling righteous about it.
Didn't, yeah, that probably didn't
feel
good for him.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like one person saying, like, maybe rethink that versus 12 people attacking you. Probably now he feels very strongly about his tattoo chart.
Great.
But there were a lot of people, but there were some people who were like, don't judge people based on their tattoos. And I was like, I mean, it's a face tattoo, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, if you're from a culture where that's cool.
Yeah, well, or like,
or like
it's
where
part
it's,
of
where
your culture.
It's relevant, yeah, for like your cultural experience.
Yeah, but like a face tattoo to me in my culture, right. If you're from my culture, it signals like a rebellion against culture.
Yeah.
It's to say,
it's countercultural here in, you know, our sort of. More
for like white people in Missoula, Montana.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think it's just changing.
Well, it is definitely changing.
So,
this is an interesting thing to me, as like regular tattoos are completely fine now.
Yeah,
and like
what are you gonna do?
It's like now you have to get a tattoo on your face for your mom to start to be like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, like pierce your cheek under your eye.
Ah.
Which I saw the other day and I was like, ow.
And I don't want to say that this is only and ever for rebellion's sake, but I do think that there is an element of, like, this is a way...
You're trying to separate yourself
from the
mainstream culture. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like...
And signal somehow that you're outside of it.
Right. And so, like, there is an element of, like...
So, respectable is kind of the right word.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what that means.
Yeah. Previously, there would not be a such thing as a respectable face tattoo.
There would not be a respectable tattoo.
Right.
For most people.
For a long time.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's not your judgment. That's others.
That's sort of the cultural.
Yeah.
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 Perspective is like, if you've got a face tattoo, you're probably not going to get a job at a bank. Here is another, and I'm going to pick on Evan Edinger, who's a friend of mine. I feel like it's okay to pick on Evan Edinger, who posted a tweet that has now been deleted. That was like, finally, YouTube is getting rid of the subscription box, because he clicked on subscriptions and it showed him a bunch of stuff that he should subscribe to. But what had happened is YouTube got confused and thought he wasn't subscribed to anything. And so he was experiencing a malfunction of the platform. But I feel like there is such a impulse. I don't know if it's with YouTube in particular or if it's with like companies in general.
Mm-hmm.
To sort of like jump directly to like, and I feel like, especially this isn't a problem for me if you don't have like a large audience on Twitter, but to jump directly to criticizing the company in front of your audience to me feels like you have taken your problem with a company and made it into content rather than making it into a conversation that you're having with customer support or with tech support. And like by making it into content, what you're saying is that like this company is bad and I want to yell about them, and that's the thing I'm doing rather than trying to fix the problem that I have. And like, so
there's the thing that like, that's how you do things now. Like,
right.
If you're having a problem, you tweet about it, and that's how you get it addressed.
But like if you're gonna do that, then you should at reply. If you have an audience, you should at the company, not be like, I just had a terrible experience with this company.
Okay.
You should be like, at Delta.
Yeah.
Here's the problem I'm having right now. So you can talk to their customer support rather than making your bad customer service moment a piece of content, which I feel like I feel this way for a couple of reasons. One, because bad, like you're all like, there's always going to be negative things that happen. Anytime you run a company, something's going to go wrong sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And just because something happened to go wrong with someone with a big audience doesn't mean you should treat that that thing any differently. But like, then you have to. And then as a person with an audience, you're kind of asking to be treated differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. And then the other thing I don't like, and I apologize to Evan for calling you out specifically on this. Like one, like think for a second, like, okay, the button for subscriptions is still there. It's displaying incorrectly. Is this YouTube removing subscriptions from the platform, which is something they said explicitly they will never do?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this a glitch? And should you immediately jump onto Twitter and say, well, YouTube finally did it. They're trashing subscriptions. They're going away forever. Freak out, everyone. And like, and then I got a bunch of tweets from people who are like, YouTube's finally doing it. Hank, like, let's work together to fight this problem. And I'm like, literally a glitch. And like, you should be able to tell that just by looking at it.
Well,
but people are so hair trigger about like, and I understand that like YouTubers freak out about any change on YouTube because like this affects our livelihoods and the subscriptions page is important to our livelihoods, but take the hair trigger down a little bit. So we had a little conversation and I was like, you should delete that tweet because this is not what you think it is. And he did. But I have a it's one of my pet peeves to see people with a lot, like a big following on Twitter complaining about something going wrong. If it, unless it's like a huge problem that's like a system wide failure, like every new iPhone is is bent or something, then I feel like just pretend for a second like you're a normal person and just go through the normal person processes. Instead of making it into content. That is a pet peeve of mine.
Hmm.
Is this the most important use of your power right now?
Oh, well, yeah. That's very much underlying all of your thoughts about
my frustrations with internet creators?
Yeah.
Or just people with power generally?
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, God. I spent a lot of time on a trampoline with a bunch of children today, and it was maybe a mistake to do that right before I get on an airplane for 16 hours. I just had a weird neck crack. I came downstairs while you were up there and I put my feet up against the wall and my lower back was like, hell yes, you are doing that. Yes. Yes, continue this. And I did it for like 15 minutes until my fingers started tingling.
Oh.
And I feel much better now.
Good, yeah. I've been very much focusing on stretching my legs.
Yeah, and that's very important.
This week, because my lower back has been bothering me a lot.
I think that like stretching your legs stretches your lower back, but you can't feel the lower back stretch as well.
It's not that it stretches your lower back. Your back is already stretched because your legs are tight.
Mm.
And your legs then are pulling your pelvis down, which pulls your lower back down.
Mm.
So You gotta get those
stretch out the legs.
Hips and those legs. And when you just sit around all the time, oh man, it's bad. And also when you're like, if you're just like bending over, picking crap up off the floor.
Like a child.
All day.
Or his toys.
Yeah. The way that we bend over normally is really terrible. So I try to bend down with my knees instead of like hanging from my hips, which is really hard to retrain yourself to do.
Mm-hmm. A lot of squatting.
Yeah, well, or even just like bending down. When you bend down, you, instead of like
hanging,
going like that, you go like this.
Use your words.
You, instead of turning your body into an upside down U, you sort of turn it into like a V.
Or an L.
Yeah.
Like a square shape.
And then you bend your knees too.
Okay.
So like your back hinges straight
instead of just like,
and then you sort of bend down.
Yeah, that visual of like my whole body hanging off of my hips
is the worst thing you could possibly do.
Yeah, Catherine's got up to show me.
So instead, you have to try to do this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, keep your back straight.
Yeah.
And you're squatting a little bit.
Yeah, and you can like rest your...
And you can rest your arms on your knees. There. Yeah.
If you have to be down there for a while, you can do that, which helps both your legs and your back be less...
Mm-hmm.
For your...
Yeah.
Be less fatigued, but like...
Important tips from...
old people.
From parents approaching middle age. You're going to be squatting a lot. You're going to be bending and picking shit up every day for the rest of your life.
Maybe practice that now.
Yeah. And pick things up correctly.
Stretch your legs.
I got a tweet... Yeah, I farted a little. Just a little. I got a tweet from Anna Akana on August 20th. Oh my God, we're still on August 20th.
Yeah, let's go.
Says, I'm on a red eye to New York City and can't sleep because Hank Green's debut novel has affected me so deeply. Guys, I'm an avid reader and it takes a lot to get me shaking.
Oh, that's nice.
This book is fucking beautiful work of fiction and everyone must read it. I am so honored because Anna's amazing, but mostly I just wanted to read that so that people who haven't bought the book yet might go buy it. Let's be honest. For if there is a make a money, there it is.
Here it is, a make a money.
I just want the book to do well.
Also, the PodCon Indiegogo ended.
It did.
There was a lot of that on Twitter going on.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
That's over.
When we get to your tweets.
Oh.
Because that's the only thing you tweeted about this week.
That's right.
Thank you for that, by the way.
I'm on your team.
You're on my team. All right, August 23rd here. I think this is my top tweet of the week, Catherine.
Really?
It's a video
that's of a low one.
Bobby Pickett. It is low. I think my peak on Twitter is over, of Bobby Pickett singing Monster Mash, which apparently came out 56 years ago.
Did he have to make that face at the same time?
No, he definitely did not have to make that face. People were like, do you think he could sing it without making that face? And I was like, no, he did sing it without making that face. This is definitely lip sync. But he's amazing.
Wow, because, yeah, he's super handsome when he's not pulling faces.
Yeah.
But the face is really challenging. when he's making those faces.
It's amazing. Like, so my friend Sam, who is on our SciShow podcast that we're just about to relaunch fairly soon, is basically like the world's leading expert on novelty Halloween music. So I'm looking forward to talking to him about this tweet. I don't know if you knew that about Sam.
Nope.
But he's really into novelty Halloween music. That's a wonderful man.
Oh, boy.
And so that tweet got 11,000 likes. Mine got 5,600 when I said it never even occurred to me that this song was sung by a human person. Because it really didn't. A part of me like thought maybe it was like a hired actor whose job was to like do spooky things.
Right. Yeah.
Like it was a part of a broader production. Like it was a song from a movie or a TV show.
Hmm.
And so it's just maybe sort of put together, like assembled. The song was assembled rather than written and recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
But wow. Then also, like, it just didn't occur to me that there was a human being who did that.
Yeah, that's interesting. You don't necessarily... Sometimes, yeah, there's some things that you just don't think about the people who made them.
Yeah, the process like, that went into them.
The thing itself is, like, so separate.
Right, and like and just continuous from my childhood to today. That like back when I was 7, like no songs, like the people who wrote songs didn't exist. Songs existed. Huh. Right?
Yeah.
But then like that changed, but it didn't change for this one song. That remained the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Until I was 38 years old and saw this tweet and realized that Bobby Pickett is a person.
Bobby Pickett. Great job, Bobby Pickett.
So we should. Sam Monster says, as one of America's foremost experts in novelty Halloween music, I can answer any question about you may have about Bobby Boris Pickett. It's really good to have people in your life who make you a better person.
Yeah.
You just like see them be themselves, and you're like, you're just good at this.
Yeah, I really like that. I like that. It lets you feel free to be.
Be passionately you, but also kind and thoughtful.
Right. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend Sally started to listen to our podcast.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've ever met Sally LePage. She is a science communicator. And she said, I started listening to Delete This recently, and it's fascinating. I've been wondering for a while now whether I should make myself more stringent rules about what I should and shouldn't talk about on Twitter. Do you have any Twitter rules? Do you have any Twitter rules, Catherine?
Don't.
You don't have any Twitter rules, or your Twitter rule is don't?
Yeah, don't.
That's a good one.
It's usually don't. I'm like, if you think you should, don't. Probably don't.
Probably don't.
Probably don't, actually. I had a period of time where I would write a tweet and then I would delete it. And then I would write a tweet and then I would delete it. And I would be like, yeah, no, I don't need to.
Why am I doing this?
I don't need that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't.
Yeah, this one from Rebecca is really good. I think about whether this is being said by someone else whose voice I should be amplifying.
It's real hard
to
be on the internet these days, guys.
I think the most important Twitter rule.
That's why the good rule is don't.
Yeah. For me is like, be a citizen of the internet and like think about your role as a citizen, not about like, and really don't think about winning and losing. But. But that's like, you know, after 6 months of Delete This or whatever.
Yeah. Do you think it's changed?
Oh, I definitely do.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's changed partially because of the podcast and partially because I've like just, you know, witnessing
the way things are.
The path of the, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have a rule to delete tweets whenever people misunderstand them, even if it's a small minority of people. Hmm. People are always like, why'd you delete that tweet, Hank? And I'm like, because like 3% of people thought that I meant something I didn't mean. And that's too many.
Yeah, that's a lot of people, actually.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And like, and the way that Twitter works, that group can multiply and amplify behind the scenes later without you ever knowing it.
Totally. Yeah.
We had somebody who tweeted, I don't know, sort of apropos of nothing, but used the hashtag Pipples. Generational differences in social media are really evident lately. Young folks tweet as if they're hanging out with friends at a barbecue. Old folks, which is definitely like me, tweet like a letter to the editor and reply as if they're the intended audience. And I think that that is a really important thing to note, but also that like that doesn't make the way that young people are using Twitter better. And I would just ask, like, if you do use Twitter that way, remember that when you are creating content in a space that feels private but is public, that content can become public.
Yeah.
And then you can be in trouble. And since we're talking about deleting tweets, it's time for Hank Green's draft tweets. It's tweets that I didn't tweet. I tweeted, tweet, and I the tweet. It's draft tweets from Hank.
Boop.
I didn't do good on that one.
I didn't do good either.
I think yours was better than mine.
No. Mine had far fewer words in it. Actual words.
I just have one from this week.
Oh my goodness, really?
This is an opinion. Saying something nasty about someone on the day they die, even if you are right, which you have to admit that you might not be, does much more to hurt your perspective than help it. I didn't tweet that because I figured the people who I was subtweeting would see that, and I don't know that they need... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But that's how I feel.
Yeah, well, it's an opinion.
It's an... Yeah, that's why I started out, this is an opinion. Yeah. But even that, I was like, I can't...
Yeah.
I feel like I could say this maybe 2 weeks from now,
right,
when like John McCain didn't just die.
Yeah.
But oh man, I just can't. I can't. I'm like, any other day, why today? Because everybody's talking about this person. You need to talk about this. I don't know, man. Seems like the wrong way to go about this.
Yeah.
Seems like you look like the bad one.
Well, yeah. Somebody's dad just died.
It's a symptom of social media to me, and like
it's challenging because you do like. You want to do these like retrospectives where you talk about a person's life and what they accomplished or didn't accomplish or their influence, and people have different opinions about those things. I don't know. I want people's impact to be discussed and not just extolled.
I guess. I almost feel like maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe on the day that they die.
Not on the day that they die.
Yeah. I don't.
It's so challenging though, because like next week, who's gonna care? Somebody else will have died.
Yeah,
we'll be talking about them.
To me, it just feels like this call of social media to create and to make so quickly this piece of content, because there's no barrier between your thought and that content.
Okay, yeah.
That, like, you feel as if you need to comment on something when probably you didn't.
Yeah, that's...
It's just too easy to make content.
Yeah, it's easy to make it, but it's not easy to, like, make it good.
Yeah. Twitter's definitely aiming for a more, how many pieces of content can we have versus a how high quality of pieces of content can we have, which is one reason why I feel like YouTube has always felt like a more comfortable space to me than Twitter and Facebook.
Anyway,
well, if you have Twitter rules, we'd be curious to hear them. You can use the hashtag Pipples, and maybe we'll have a little Twitter rules section next podcast. But I really did enjoy reading the responses to Sally's tweet, and it's good. Andrea says, never engage with CNN or Fox News, or really any news organization, because the...
Yes.
Not because it's, like, bad, but because what happens to your tweet... Yeah. Is that it becomes part of this terrible conversation.
The others are there.
The others are there. Also, don't... some people are like, report people. And yes, report people. If you see people being bigoted or abusive on the platform, report them. Mm-hmm. That is, like... Apparently, that's our responsibility. Catherine, would you like to read an excerpt from an email I sent to Dan Brown, the YouTuber, in 2009 about our YouTube conference?
You want me to read it?
No, I'm going
to
read it to you.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, then.
Also, one of our two candidates for the name of this thing, TubeCon. Totally. Because Dan had mentioned that he had thought of that name. The only drawback is if we want to attract non-YouTube video makers and sponsors. They might not be so excited about that. Also, we don't want to give the idea to anyone that it's an official YouTube thing. The other name we tossed around was VidCon, which unfortunately doesn't have the same ring to it. Tubapalooza sounds like there would be sousaphones. Come to think of it, Tubapalooza would be awesome. I'm registering that domain name right now. Damn, it's taken. Probably for the best. So weird to think that I thought that VidCon wasn't a great name at one point.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, wow, I'm so glad that it's called VidCon. Yeah. What else could it ever have been called?
I mean, can you imagine having to have said TubeCon?
TubeCon.
Ugh. Yeah, it's hard. Does not sit in your mouth real good.
Tubes are bad.
TubeCon. See, it turns into TubeCon because you got to get a little light in there or something, whatever that is, linguists.
Yeah, and I just like tubes. You got them. They bring to mind bad images.
Well, and also like
snaky.
It's relevant to like television.
Right, which is so strange to think that YouTube is called YouTube because of like a technology that we didn't even use in TVs anymore in 2007. All right, we're going to glide along here. There's more tweets in the show notes than we're going to talk about because...
It's getting late.
It's getting late, and I don't want to delete a really long podcast.
Edit, do you mean?
Yeah, I did mean edit. Catherine, thanks for that edit. It's totally the case.
Okay.
I tweeted about Donald Trump a little bit this week because there has been a lot of investigative information coming about him, but I did not tweet at Donald Trump this week.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah, I don't think we have to
do the whole song. That's good. I didn't. I like that. Yeah. That's good. Because I like, that's my favorite part. Here's a tweet from today, but... Are peanut butter and jelly sandwiches actually better than any other food, or am I just in a mood?
You're in a mood.
I was in a mood.
Yeah.
But, that bread we're getting...
That bread is good.
Can we get a sponsor from... What's that bread company called?
I'm not sure.
I think they're Naked Breads. Yep, that's what it's called. Naked Bread. The bread is not wearing any clothes. You can see its genitalia. It is in the nude, and they got a classic white and a honey wheat, and it is so frickin' good, despite...
Why are you talking about it?
What do you mean?
You mean you're giving it away again?
I'm not going to get an actual sponsor from this random bread company,
Catherine.
You're
giving it away. Click on the abubadis.
Abubadis. It's simple. It's transparent. So apparently it's invisible bread. We stand behind our product. Well, we can see you because it's invisible. And we want everyone to feel the same pride in it that we do.
That's why
we keep no secrets.
Keep going.
Ask one of our bakers.
Keep going. I want to know who's behind this naked bread. Is it some kind of...
United States Bakery. It's a product of the United States Bakery, it seems like. They got a Prop 65 link in their disclaimer.
That's the toasting thing.
There's acrylamide.
If you toast bread, it turns into...
Yeah, fucking California is a huge mistake, you guys. You really cocked that one up. Ask a baker. Can I ask a baker if I could get a sponsorship? Hi, I can ask a baker a question. I can ask one of our bakers. I can put my name in. My name is Hank Green.
Here's my email address.
I'm asking a baker, Catherine. What do we want to ask the baker?
Do you consent that United States Bakery stores... Do you consent that United States Bakery stores your information? I want to know who United States Bakery is.
Okay, maybe we can find that out.
Tell me more about United States Bakery. Oh, that's going to be real vague.
Yeah, that is maybe going to be hard.
It's right there.
Oh, it is right at the top.
Jesus.
Wow. Oh, it's
That's what I thought. I thought it was Franz.
It's just made by Franz.
Yeah.
It's a bread and pastry manufacturer headquartered in Portland, Oregon. Founded in 1906. Regional bread brands. Oh, they make Snyder's. Snyder's is good.
I want some presents.
They're a private company, still family owned. You can't invest in them, Catherine, as much as you might like to.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I say family owned. They might very well be owned by a hedge fund. It doesn't say.
In 2006, Franz baked the longest hot dog bun.
So we got that.
Here we are traveling down the Wikipedia.
Yep.
Sorry.
This week in Ryan's.
Yeah.
Any questions for bakers?
Let's ask the internet if they have any questions.
Oh, okay. Let's ask the internet.
No. Oh, I didn't mean right now. I'm so tired, Hank.
It's only 9:00. It's been a 50-minute long podcast.
It's 9:00.
Well, we'll get back to the bakers at the end of the podcast. In the meantime, let's move on to the top tweet of the week from me, from 2017, Catherine, because I've moved to 2017.
Why?
Because I decided.
That was just last week. That's not going to be that much different.
I know, but I thought it would be interesting to mix it up a little bit.
Ugh.
Well, also because my top tweet of the week from 2013 was just the word fart 3 times.
Great.
But that's not like a bad tweet.
Classic.
It's good. But I also wanted to show you, this is the top tweet of the week from last year, is a picture of the Lolo fire.
That's a bad one.
And...
Oh my God.
I'm just so, and I kind of want to just be happy that we're not currently experiencing that.
Yep.
And it was so weird because it was so clear.
Oh, it's so terrible.
Because the smoke hadn't gotten to us yet.
Well...
So it's just watching it.
Yeah.
And then, oh God, it was so bad for so long. It was so bad for so long. So, we got a couple of notes from people. Lina said, I can confirm that Todd is an excellent cat name. We miss our old Graby Todd, gone these 5 years. He was a cool dude. So, thanks, Todd. Glad you were a good cat. Joseph says that you can buy Sonic ice at Sonic. So, if you want those nuggets, you can go to Sonic and get it.
Great.
I know that we don't have a Sonic.
Great,
but
thanks.
We live
in Montana.
And we don't have a Sonic. But we do have other places, so maybe we could just go by Hoagieville and be like, hey, can we get some of that good ice?
Just like, sup, Hoagieville. Sup. Meet me out back. Can we get some of that good ice?
Cash me outside.
I'm just going to
with some of that good ice.
Hang around the back of the Hoagieville.
I got like $2.25.
Sup, Hoagievillians.
I get some of that good ice.
Hook me up.
Yeah, I got.
Hook me up some of that good ice.
I got like 9 quarters. Can I have some good ice?
I just want my fridge to be able to make it.
I know. Why can't?
Really,
apparently, it's pretty hard to make that good ice.
Yeah.
And Allison says, what size of Project for Awesome donation would I have to make to get a one-off episode of Hank and Catherine reviewing Toddler Shoes podcast? My son is also above averagely sized and also requires footwear for this winter. Oren, we've figured out his winter footwear because it turns out we got some hand-me-downs.
Yeah, I mean, he might fit in them. He might not. I'm holding out hope.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really great for your kids to wear other shoes that other kids have worn because their feet are different sizes?
I feel like that's something that a person selling shoes would tell you.
Sure, but also your child's feet is growing.
They grow so fast.
So fast, and like, I don't know, I don't want to give my kid foot problems because I'm putting him in shoes that don't fit. God damn it. I have one job, is to say words right. Can't even freaking do that.
Okay, Catherine, it's time for our viral moments of joy. It's time for viral moments of joy. Who is from Molly, who posted this picture of a cat punching a seal in the face, just giving him a right knockout. He's out for the count, everybody. That's a 10 count. He's done. This was an assault. Aw, kitty, don't punch a seal.
The seal's like, oh, no,
no,
thank you.
I'll go over here then. I thought we were going to be buddies.
Yeah, I was, nope.
I was just chilling, and that cat didn't.
This is some kind of nope thing.
He did nothing to you. He did nothing to you, and you just punched him in the face, Todd.
Seriously, like, you, Todd, got all up in that seal's business and to start out with.
He could have chomped your noggin if he wanted to.
Oh, yeah, you can't mess with the seal. It's got, that seal eats meat.
It does.
You is meat, Todd.
Yeah, you are. You is meat, you're, Todd.
What you is lucky, Todd.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, my ears.
This was
my
a baby
ears
corgi
are still flopping.
Trying to jump onto a couch and I missed.
Why do they always think they can jump farther than they can?
It's slippery.
I think it's because their legs are too short.
I think it's because the floor, like when an animal misjudges this badly, I always think it's because they didn't get the proper grip on the floor.
Oh, they were expecting to get a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonk.
That does look like a mistake.
It
does look like a slippery floor.
It does. Oh, we've got one more. This is, I believe, a Boston Terrier who's turned into a shark.
Oh, he's got real itchy chin.
I got an itchy chin.
And chest.
Apparently, this is just what happened when they bought their carpet. They put the carpet down, and the Boston Terrier's like, I like it. I like this.
Where did you get this carpet? Does it smell like meat?
Yeah, like,
or whatever.
I just want to rub all this carpet factory smell on me. All right,
or
Catherine.
Get the dog smell on the carpet.
Yeah, a little bit of that too. Okay, before we get to some words from the finest tweeter on Twitter, linguist Susie Dent, we're going to go to some.
Just want to say really, really very much thank you for everyone who has gone through dealing with the iTunes interface to leave a review for our podcast because.
Apparently more trouble than we thought.
It's been 5 minutes. Here we are.
Here we go. We did it.
August 20th. Mahjong Maniac says, always makes me smile. This is the only situation I've ever found where I can listen to someone else watch a YouTube video and still be amused myself. This podcast is certainly funny and the chemistry between Hank and Catherine is great. However, their discussions often cause me to think more about the world around me than I realize. Thanks for making me smile and think at the same time. It's a rarity in this day and age.
That's very nice.
Hey, that's our goal, I guess.
Maybe? I guess that's our goal.
I like this one from Tony Wagner, who says he makes the tweets and they go off.
What, is that a reference to something?
I think that's what we said. Last episode or something. I don't remember. Delete, this is the first podcast to make me burst out laughing while brushing my teeth. There's toothpaste everywhere. 5 stars.
Very good. Okay. And
five stars for your review. Thank you very much.
So I asked on the Delete This Twitter. I said, do you have any questions for Bakers? And I got a bunch of good questions for Bakers. This one is very good from Joel, who asks, how can you honestly call it an everything bagel?
I don't think these people aren't making bagels, but that's a great question.
Yeah, you can't call it that. Will I actually get sick from eating the cookie dough, or is that just a rumor?
You might.
You might.
But only if there's salmonella in the eggs. And in that case, you'll probably be okay in a few days. But I've decided to go with Bri's question. Describe your most challenging baking project.
I love it.
So I'm going to ask these naked bread bakers to describe their most challenging baking project, sending the message. I'll let you guys know next week if I get a response.
Nice. All right, I guess that's worth it.
I guess that was all worth it in the end.
I wanted to bring up that there was a somewhat recent...
New animatic?
Delete this animatic. Published on August 9th.
Cameo, do you want to come down and talk to the podcast?
There's her head. Down? She's like, no. No, leave she me won't alone. Do it.
I gave her a little jiggle and she just went right back to sleep. Okay, everybody. Sorry, no cameo this week.
But check out that new Delete This animatic from the End Hero Studios.
Yeah.
There's a playlist. There's four of them now, which is just like, I can't believe how good my life is. Thank you. Once again, though, like, this guy's holding up the whole table all by himself, everyone.
and it's fine if they just want to do four and then that's it. We won't be offended.
It's beautiful, but if anybody else wants to get in on this excellent action, tweet at the Delete This Pod with the hashtag Pebbles, and we might talk about it.
We might talk about it. All right. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for your baking messages. Thank you for your animatics. If you want to see what we talked about this week, our show notes are at Delete This Pod on Twitter. I've already posted them. If you'd like to send us questions or comments or viral moments of joy, please use the hashtag Pipples. That's P-I-P-L-E-S. I am Hank Green on Twitter. Catherine.
Oh, don't worry about it. Thanks.
Thanks to Andrew Huang for the use of his track Everything Will Be All Right from his album Love and Desolation. And thank you all so much for listening.
See you later! Here's a good one that's gonna probably come in useful for you next week. Spuddle is a useful verb from the 17th century that means to work feebly and ineffectively. Because your mind is elsewhere, or you haven't quite woken up yet.
I do plan on spending the next week mostly not woken up yet.
Spuddling.
Just be a spuddling through Australia.
Spuddling around.
Thanks, Susie.